From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Workers are still trying to protect sensitive wetlands from the swelling oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, which is just a few miles from Louisiana's coast. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports officials are trying to protect fragile marshes while still working to control the spill at sea.
Protective barriers, or containment booms, have been placed around wetlands in hopes of mitigating the impact on wildlife and fisheries. BP continues to try to stop the flow of oil from the site of last week's explosion on an offshore platform. More than 200,000 gallons a day are coming from three breaches nearly a mile deep. So far, responders have used a controlled burn, skimmers, and chemical dispersants to reduce the surface oil slick. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Mary Landry says they're going to try something new to break up the oil underwater.
We're going to now go to a novel idea, 5,000 feet below the surface, deploying dispersants on the outflow from the well.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal has declared a state of emergency. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Arizona law enforcement officials are defending the state's new immigration law against allegations that it amounts to authorized racial profiling. A provision of the bill tightens restrictions on racial profiling, although suspected illegal immigrants can be stopped. Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio says he plans to arrest any illegal immigrant he finds.
I am going to enforce that. I don't know what other law enforcement people will do. Will they put them in jail or turn them over to ICE? I will put these people in jail that have violated state law.
Arpaio says a lot of critics of the Arizona statute have never read it. After weeks of speculation, Florida's Republican governor has made it official. He's running as an independent for the U.S. Senate. As Scott Flynn of member station WUSF reports, Crist says he's a pragmatic choice for voters who are tired of both political parties.
Crist made the announcement in front of a hometown crowd in St. Petersburg. It wasn't a surprise, considering how badly he's been trailing in the polls of Republican primary voters. But Crist says the average voter doesn't care about political parties.
They've had enough of political fighting. They're tired of the games and the name-calling and the politics of destruction. And my friends, I know they want progress and not gridlock. They are tired of things not getting done for them, for you.
This sets up a three-way race involving Crist, Republican Marco Rubio, who's become a darling of the Tea Party movement, and Democratic Congressman Kendrick Meek. Crist is facing pressure to return millions in Republican donations, but he's not saying whether he'll do so. For NPR News, I'm Scott Finn in Tampa.
This is NPR News. Anthem Blue Cross says it has withdrawn a proposed 39% hike in its health insurance rates for Californians. The move comes after an independent audit found the company used flawed data to calculate future health costs. Anthem says it will correct the errors and then submit a new application. It gave no indication of what the new proposed rate hike will be. But California Insurance Commissioner Steve Poizner, who is running for governor, says the company won't get approval for amounts that are higher than 25%. President Obama moved to fill three spots on the powerful Federal Reserve Board of Governors, including its vice chairman. Steve Beckner of Market News International has details.
President Obama nominated Janet Yellen as vice chairman of the Fed board. Yellen, now president of the San Francisco Federal Reserve Bank, was head of President Clinton's Council of Economic Advisors following a stint as a Fed governor. A respected monetary economist, she has a reputation as a dove, more inclined to spur growth and fight inflation. But Yellen recently noted she has backed interest rate hikes 20 times in her Fed career. After her nomination, she said she is strongly committed to the Fed's dual statutory goals, maximum employment and price stability. President Obama also appointed Maryland Commissioner of Financial Regulation Sarah Raskin and Massachusetts Institute of Technology economist Peter Diamond. If the three are confirmed by the Senate, four of seven Fed board members will be Obama appointees. For NPR News, I am Steve Beckner.
President Obama has issued emergency declarations for areas damaged by tornadoes in Mississippi last weekend. The storm killed 10 people. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, Washington.